This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to speak about a very important element and aspect of being Metzapel Yeshua. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur writes something very frightening, very powerful. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, "Elmalei lo haya ela avin ze biyadeinu." If this would be our only sin, she'in mesablam al Yishalayim karoi, that we don't mourn for Jerusalem properly, dai laharech galuseinu. That would be enough of an explanation for the length of our galus. Meaning, if our only sin was that we're not awaiting the geula, we're not hoping for the geula, that sin is enough to warrant 2,000 years of galus. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, "V'hi be'enai hasiba kroiva hayoyser gluya atzuma b'chazaka." It is in my eyes the most apparent reason, the strongest reason. L'chol hashmadois hamuflagois hagadoylois hanoyrois, for all the tragedies that have happened to the Jewish people, asher matzanu b'galos, that we find ourselves in galos. In other words, amazingly, The main reason, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, for all the tragedies of the Galus, is l'fi sheyatza ha'avel hazeh halaz milibeinu, because the mourning has left our heart. We are not anticipating, we are not awaiting geula. V'layolsa alvaveinu, we don't think about it. Al kein kameis milev nishkachnu, therefore we've forgotten about it. This is the main reason for the Galus, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The main reason why we're in exile and it has lasted so long is because we don't properly mourn and long for Yerushalayim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, let nobody deny this. Anyone who loves truth will acknowledge what we're saying. Even on Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, we don't really mourn it. Mi v'mi ha-mis'abel v'ne'enach al churban habayis. Who mourns and moans for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, karoi, properly, mima'amake alev, from the depths of the heart. Kama demois nishpaches alzois. How many tears have we shed on this? Ve'ein sarach loymer b'shar yimei hashana. And it goes without saying, the rest of the year. You know, it's true that in davening, we're constantly asking for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash and the coming of the Geula. We say in Goyal Yisrael, and Tekah B'Shoifar, V'Yushalayim, Esemach David, V'Sachazena, in Al HaMichya, in Berchus HaMazayin. But, like the Kuzari writes, that these tefillos are Ketzifzuf Hazarzir. They're like the chirping of a bird. V'loy Choshvim Al HaNemar. We don't think about what we say, says the Kuzari. V'im Kulam HaYuroitzim Be'emes U'Belev Shalom. If we would really want it wholeheartedly, the nefesh chafetza hayu zoichem li Yeshua, we would be zoicha to it. I want to share with you a medrash, the Yalkut in Yeshaya, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Amar Shoimer, the great Shoimer, the great guardian, God tells us, Asa boiker, the morning has come. Im tibayun bayu. What does this mean? What does this mean? The Marik explains. He says, "Kvar avru hagalios." The exiles have already passed. In other words, we've done our time. Im ritzoin chem lihigoyel, bakshu rachamim lefanai. If you want to be redeemed, ask for mercy. Just ask. That's all we need to do. Just ask Hashem. You know what we're like? We're like someone sentenced for 50 years. And the 50 years are over. And now to get out, you just have to ask the warden, could you open the door now? So we've done our time. So why didn't the geula come? Because nobody's asking. And I want to end off with an amazing comment of the Chida that I just printed out. The Chida is found in the Sefer Midbar Kedemais, on Ois Kuf Kivoy. The Chida brings the Yalkur in Tehillim, Remez Tavshin Lamed Vav. Even if the only Zuchus Klal Yisrael had was that we're awaiting the Geula, it's Kedai for the Geula to come as a reward for our waiting. Now, says the Chida, I want to share with you the great commentary of Rabbi Yosef David in the Sefer Tzemach David. We say every day, as Tzemach David Avdecha Mehira Satzmiach, the flourishing of David your servant caused to flourish speedily. The Karnoi Tarum Bishuasecha, and his glory will be uplifted in your salvation. Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kalhayoim, because for your salvation we hope for the whole day. So the Chida is bothered. He quotes the Sefer of Rabbi Yosef David. He's bothered. What does it mean? Ki lishu ascha. What does that mean? Ki lishu ascha. You should redeem us because we're waiting for it. That means we deserve it. And if we deserve it, why do we have to wait for it? And if we don't deserve it, why does waiting for it help? Miman of Shach. Is it the time for the Gula? Is it not time? If it's time, then we should have it. And if it's not time, then what does waiting do? It must be the Pshat is, as Tzemach David. And if you're going to say we don't have a Zuchus, Tatzmiach, because Ki Lishuascha Kivinu. And in that Zuchus, we're Kedai to be redeemed. So, even if we don't have any other zuchus, other than the fact that we're waiting for it, that's enough of a reason for Hashem to redeem us. So this is the time to make sure that we're fulfilling this great objective, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zoicha to the Geula Bekarav. See everybody, Mirtz Hashem, Monday.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.